views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Alignment Radio, vibrational living in a physical world with me, Nova Whiteman. Have you woken up to the truth of who you really are? Aware that you're a vibrational being, but having no idea how to translate that into everyday physical life? Are you feeling lost, searching for simple ways to integrate that awareness without getting lost in the land of vague spiritual concept? Spiritual Alignment Radio is your space of comfort and connection, where you'll receive practical guidance and usable inspiration to help you navigate your spiritual path from a place of vibrational, centered alignment, allowing you to actually enjoy being human. Take the struggle and suffering out of your human experience, and let me help you focus and align your energy behind all aspects of your life so that you can begin living with more joy, freedom, ease, and fun. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the November edition of Spiritual Alignment Radio. I am your host, Nova Whiteman, and I gotta say, November is one of my favorite months. And the reason for that is, you know, we're already into fall a little bit, or enough to where we've adjusted to the change in seasons, no matter where you live. But each month sort of has its own energy, right? No matter what's going on in your life, the month itself has its own energy. And, you know, we just came out of October, and that's more of the sort of, it's usually marked by Halloween, right? And most, well, at least here in the U.S. And so that has more of that mystical, magical feeling, maybe a little bit of that spooky feeling. In addition to that, it's just getting into the coziness of fall. And then once Halloween is over, it's like it's done. It's like it never happened. And all of a sudden we shift and we're in this new energy that feels, to me, much lighter. And of course, in the U.S., we celebrate Thanksgiving towards the end of November. And that kind of marks this month as a month of gratitude. I've always found it to be a great time to introduce the concept to people, to really deepen my own gratitude practice. And this month is no exception, or this year rather. And I have a very special guest that I have asked to join me, and we strategically worked it into this specific show for that reason, because our focus today is on the energy of gratitude. But before I introduce her, I just kind of want to share a little bit about my experience with gratitude. So if you've been listening to this show, and if you've heard me speak before, then you're aware that I've been on a set of daily habits or daily practices that I've engaged in every single day for the last, oh God, over 7 years now. And I've spoken a little bit about it before, but essentially the Cliff Notes version is that 7 years ago, I was at a turning point. I was at a very sort of a transitional place in my life where I didn't really know what the heck I was doing. I was already a spiritual coach. My practice was not thriving. I was a good coach without a lot of paying clients and no knowledge of marketing and no desire to market, frankly. And I ended up coming across a coach who put me on the right track, who set me in the direction of what I call alignment, and what then I became, or what then became, spiritual alignment. And that is essentially the blending of your human self with your spiritual self. What this show is all about, being able to navigate this human experience from a vibrational place, vibrational living in a physical world. So how do you make sense of that? How do you do that tangibly and concretely? And those habits, the very first one that he put me on, was probably the most profoundly transformative habit to this day in my life. And that is a habit of daily gratitude. And really, I mean, yeah, we all know what gratitude is. We know to feel grateful for things, but having an active practice where every single day you're taking time out to focus on what's good, what you appreciate, what's working, what you're doing well, what's going right for you, all the wonderful abundance and prosperity that's already in your life that perhaps maybe just isn't getting its due attention. That for me was such a huge shift because of course I had so much to be grateful for and I had no idea how much I had been ignoring that. And then the other part of that is once you start focusing on that, focusing on the abundance and the absolute miracles and magic in your life that are there already, not only do you get the joy of noticing that they're there, it expands. You know, of course, we've got this little law, a universal law called law of attraction. So that says what you're focusing on will grow. It will be amplified. It acts as a, your thoughts act as a magnet and draw that similar vibration to you. So in other words, you have more things to be grateful for. So when I started that daily practice 7 years ago, it was just the beginning and I had no idea what would transpire in the coming days, weeks, months, and years ahead. And now looking back, I can tell you and I can tell most people that that single habit was probably at the root of every wonderful thing that has happened to me, for me, and around me ever since. So fast forward to today, 7 years later, I used to count the days, you know, even 2 or 3 years in, I was like, day 742, you know, in my journal and whatnot. And it just got too big. So I stopped. But 7 years in, and I'm always looking for ways to deepen that practice. If you are somebody who's already practicing and using and working with the energy of gratitude, then you know that it's more than just, oh, I'm thankful for the roof over my head and the food on my table, you know, those are wonderful things to be grateful for, but there's so much magic in it and there's so many layers. Well, then I come across this amazing, wonderful, magical woman in a group that I assist in through the Conversations with God Foundation and Neil Donald Walsh. And I come to find that she has taken this concept of gratitude and just blown it up in a way that I've never seen before, that I myself had never tried before. So of course I got really excited about it. And as she and I started working together, I got to learn more and more and read her wonderful book. So that is why she is on my show today. I knew right away I wanted to have her on even before the show aired for the first time. And I want to introduce to you Elena Anguita. And she is the author of Spread Thanks. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see her awesome book there and her gorgeous smiling face. And the book is called Spread Thanks, Create Miracles Through the Power of Ink. I'm going to give you a little background and then I'm going to shoot it right over to her because once you hear her speak, you'll be drawn right in. So Elena Anguita is a change agent, author, and speaker who passionately supports education, literacy, and helping people learn. She lives in Pennsylvania and works as an account executive for a leading American educational products company. With many national awards to her credit, Elena enjoys using her natural enthusiasm to advance creative and philanthropic endeavors. Philanthropic. I always butcher those big words. Endeavors. Drawing on her unique ability to connect people and ideas in miraculous ways, she launched the Spread Thanks Revolution in 2017. And guys, it really is a revolution. It is a movement. And Elena, I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Nova. What a beautiful intro. I just did such a beautiful job. And I love the description of your practice of gratitude because, you know, I have acquired that as well. And it's part of my daily practice. And you started 7 years ago. I'm a little newer to this. Mine started 4 years ago. And as you probably recall, it is something I received. I was completing the mundane task of putting laundry away. And I was stricken by what I call a whoosh, which really was a surge of energy that kind of went through me and it stopped me in my tracks. And in my mind's eye, I saw the phrase, a thank you a day, so clearly, and it was so powerful that prompted me into action. And the action was to write a thank you note to a real person, not just the universe, but to a real person every single day since. And what I noticed immediately, you just said the law of attraction, right? So whatever mood I was in before I wrote the thank you note that mood was elevated. Maybe it was a rainy Monday and I started kind of in a grouchy mood. But when I was done with my thank you note, my new mood was elevated to one of gratitude. So as I go upon my day in the state of gratitude, then the universe would then deliver like a serendipity or like a happenstance or something special that day that made me grateful. So I attracted another reason to be grateful. Now, at first, it was as simple as finding the perfect parking spot, going to my appointment, or having a friend call me out of the blue that I was been waiting to hear from. So these little cute serendipities. And I started keeping track of them in a journal at the end of the day, and I called them my daily miracles. But then they grew so big that I had to bring this level of magic to other people. So through this practice, I find myself more mindful. And 4 years into it, I write a thank you note still every day. And I find myself mindful, grateful, happier, healthier, more prosperous. I'm a completely different person now from this benefit of spreading thanks. So I do want to create a revolution. I want people to do it. And I guess my dream would be that in 5 years, people use the phrase, have you spread thanks today? Almost as commonplace as, hey, how are you? And how was your weekend?
Yes. Oh, beautiful. I love it. So here's what I love about everything you just said here, but one main thing. So when I speak about my gratitude practice, and you're familiar with that, with what that looks like, it is primarily me sort of speaking to the universe, or just, you know, it's just me sitting there with my pen and my paper, or these days it's my computer. And, but it's a very internal experience, and so much happens. I can feel the energy shifting. I can feel my vibration raising, my mood improves, and then I'm primed to see more things to be grateful for throughout the day and receive, like you said, some of those miracles that the universe sends you via the law of attraction. Now, what I love about your practice and what you've created and why I've joined this movement is because it takes it to another level of creation or creativity, is kind of how I see it. So when I'm writing a thank you note to somebody, which I don't do it every day yet, but I'm working on it. I'm incorporating it into my practice, but I've done quite a few. And when I write a thank you note to somebody, all of a sudden it's not just my energy, it's not just the universe's energy, it's their energy.
Of course.
And I'm tapping into it and I can feel it. And there's something quite distinctly different about writing to somebody tangible and telling them how much I appreciate them and why. And I just think it's another level of creativity. Do you notice that too?
Absolutely. Because not only is your mood elevated, but you're actually elevating the mood of the other person as well. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me one day, you know, I get these aha moments when I'm kind of stumped. And one day I was stumped. As you can imagine, having to write a thank you note every day can be a bit challenging. You run out of friends and family very quickly. Mm-hmm. So one day I was at a hotel because I travel a great deal with my job. Mm-hmm. And I was really stumped. But that morning I said, well, how about if I write a note to the maid? And I said, sure, I'm grateful. So dear housekeeper, thank you so much for all you do. I travel a great deal with my job and I'm so grateful to come back to a clean and inviting room at the end of a long day. Sincerely, Elena. Put it in the envelope, a couple of dollars. Well, that night I came back to the same hotel, opened my door, and lo and behold, there's a note from her to me, thanking me for the appreciation. Mm-hmm. And I got another whoosh. I saw that this practice, unlike a gratitude journal that stays with the writer, it touches the recipient. And I saw this beautiful, like the wings of a butterfly that caused a typhoon, right? This beautiful pay it forward energy that just magnifies. So yes, I do think that it touches multiple people, these beautiful ripples of gratitude into the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And you know, you said a moment ago that for some people, like, it might seem a little daunting to have to write a thank you note every single day. And yet I've introduced this to a few of my clients, and one of the things that they said is, wow, this is so, sometimes this feels so much easier to do than sitting and writing down 10 things that I feel grateful for every day. I mean, I'm still doing that, but sometimes it just feels, and I think that the reason for that is because every tool, every strategy, every technique, every exercise every concept holds a different access point for different people, as sure. well as for different days, different moods, different states of being. So what I'm noticing is sometimes it feels, I don't know, it feels so easy and so light to just take, I bought my little, like you say in your book, I bought my special little thank you card stationery and my special pen and everything. I made it, you know, a very sacred thing, which you guys, if you want to check out her book, I should mention that now from the get-go, you can visit www.spreadthanks.com. Really easy, spreadthanks.com. And it's on Amazon, right?
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can find it on Amazon as well. But I mean, it's a super easy read, meaning like you can read through it very quickly and it's very engaging and you share a lot of your stories and your personal mm-hmm. experiences, which I think just really put a lot of this concept into practical application in our minds. But that's what I've been noticing is that it for most people, it actually isn't daunting, especially if you have your little thank you card setup station right there and you notice whether it's you want to show appreciation and thank somebody in your life personally or just somebody, like you said, the maid or the mailman or the, you know, barista at your favorite coffee shop.
Or the teacher for your child or your parents. I keep a running list. I actually write multiple thank you notes some days. So it is,
oh, nice.
It might have appeared daunting, but I promise you it's not. If you pay attention.
Yeah. So I'm curious, if you had to guess or ballpark it, how many do you think you've written over the last 4 years?
So it's over 4 years and it's at least one a day. So let's do the math, 325 times four. But so it's 1,200, 1,300. And it's just, each one is joyous.
Oh, that's awesome. And the vibration raising. Guys, if we're talking about vibrational living in a physical world, one of the main reasons why I teach people about alignment and learning how to align with who they really are is because I want them to learn how to raise their vibration, raise your frequency, raise your set point so that you're in receiving mode, so that you don't miss these beautiful, wonderful miracles, magic, and manifestations when they show up, and so that you can receive, you know, the universe helps us out with everything we wanted. The universe takes care of the how. So if you're raising your vibration, you're in a position to receive. And not only that, when we're practicing stuff like this, we are impacting the vibration of everyone else around us. When you feel good, everyone around you notices and they feel good. And even if they're not around you, it's improving on an energetic scale. They might feel a little bit better and not even know why. That person that you wrote your thank you card to might feel awesome before they even received the card. Do you have any stories or any insights around that aspect, Elena?
So I do, because of course, these days of like technology infused society, the whole concept of writing again, like taking a pen and physically writing a note, appears to be a little foreign. You know, we're not teaching penmanship anymore in school and things like that. However, there's something really valuable and very powerful about the handwritten note. Mm-hmm. I mean, research is coming in, you know, I've done this practice based on faith. You know, it came to me and I acted on it. But ever since, a lot of science is coming to me to support what it is I'm doing, which I absolutely love. So I've discovered that handwriting is far more creative than just typing. It uses all four quadrants of your brain. It's also more creative. But the beauty is, it's your unique fingerprint. Think about it. Your handwriting is unique to you. My handwriting is unique to me. So that it carries your loving energy by its look alone. Mm-hmm. So that I have my friends tell me that when they open the mailbox and they see my handwriting, their spirit is already lifted. Mm-hmm. So they're already buoyed because they see my handwriting. Now, you wouldn't be able to get that from something that's typed or a text. So again, any expression of gratitude is fabulous. Be it a text, be it a thank you, be it something typed. So I'm not saying don't do those. Please continue to do those. But that beautiful lasting effect of having a handwritten card that you can take, pull it out of your drawer and remind yourself about that love and that kind gesture, to me, is precious.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And even on a very human scale, I mean, we live in an age of, you know, digital technology and texting and everybody staring at their phones. It is an absolute novelty and delight to receive a piece of mail that is not a bill.
Yes, that, absolutely.
So even on that scale, it's just really supporting the, just the human to human, back to basics concept or way of life that I think a lot of us miss.
Absolutely. It's a perfect point. You know, technology is a paradox because it purports to connect us, but it's also disconnecting us. I mean, we have, you know, thousands of like virtual friends on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, when my birthday comes, rather than 400 Facebook happy birthdays, I'd rather one friend pick up the phone and remember it's my birthday and call me. But that's just who I am. Sure. But there's something very precious about reconnecting with people. Mm-hmm. And I noticed having to find your thank you in a recipient every day, be it, like you said, the barista, or be it a teacher, or be it somebody who may not be within your friends and family. What happens is you actually connect with them more differently. Mm-hmm. So I now pay attention to every conversation I have every day. Instead of just going through my day, just running with my mind going 2,000 miles a minute, I stop that mind and I pay attention to the maid, to the concierge, to the teacher, to the people, because I may find somebody who's doing something kind to me. And that's my thank you note recipient. Yeah. So it's so funny because spiritual practices like mindfulness, I always found elusive to me. Mm-hmm. Because I am very high energy. My mind, like yours, goes 2,000 miles a second. Mm-hmm. But I found that I was mindful. And so to me, gratitude and mindfulness are actually related. Mm-hmm. My mind is quiet, I'm paying attention, and I'm connecting with people again. At a time that it's hard to do because of technology. So I find this practice brings connection, brings mindfulness, brings kindness. It brings other beautiful spiritual practices into my daily life.
Yes, that is an excellent point. In fact, I just watched your YouTube video about that, about how this practice really, really reduces stress and anxiety and facilitates gratitude or mindfulness and presence. And really, when we're feeling anxious and overwhelmed and stressed out, if you break that down and peel back the layers, it's because we're not being present. We don't feel present. We don't feel connected. So even just writing a thank you note to somebody, that act in and of itself, even if they never received it, is giving yourself a gift because all of a sudden you are feeling more present. The chaos and the chatter of the external world has momentarily quieted down. And if you're doing that every day, you're giving yourself that breather every single day. And the stuff it does to your brain, your neurology, not to mention your vibration, are the miracles and benefits are endless.
1,000%, I agree. Beautifully put. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's getting creative with thank you notes when you have to write them every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I write them in the future now. I write them in the past. I write them to people I may have had a disagreement with, and that energy clears. I mean, it's that's the beauty of gratitude. You called it a magical energy earlier. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Having done it for over 4 years now, I can tell you I use it in all different situations, and it absolutely brings miracles.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious about that, and I'm glad you brought it up because I know that's something we're going to cover on today's show. There were two chapters in your book that really stood out to me, and two techniques, if you will, on how to use this practice. And one was in the thank you in advance. Mm-hmm. That I've played with that. That energy before, and I love doing it through this format. So we're going to talk about that after the commercial break, as well as using a thank you note for healing. So those are two things we're going to cover in just a few minutes, but it makes me very curious. You know, clearly if you wrote about it, you had some direct experience with these things. Mm-hmm. So I would love to know, well, first of all, how has this transformed your life? After the last 4 years and some change, what's different for you?
So the greatest miracle just, you know, yeah, all these daily miracles that happen and they get bigger and bigger. But I will give you, I guess, the punchline. So please still buy my book. But the greatest miracle of all is that I have manifested a different Elena every day. An Elena that actually sees adversity as the daily miracle. Mm-hmm. So things that I used to label, ooh, what a bad experience, are no longer bad. They're actually lessons. And I'm aware of that. So I am more present. I am healthier. I am happier. I haven't gotten sick in 4 years.
Wow.
I was always good for one good flu every year, right?
Right.
No, I'm just skating by healthy, happy, more present, more prosperous. And all these things that were elusive to me are now part of, it's really living in the now, living in the present and appreciating all the people and things around you, even the bad stuff.
Even the bad stuff and how there's
no such thing
that.
As bad stuff.
No, mm-hmm. And the contrast and challenge of life is never going to go away. So it's not about eliminating it or eradicating it. It's about transforming your view and your experience of it, which this practice absolutely does. Yeah. Yes. So when we come back from break, I want to dive into some of those specific techniques that I mentioned a minute ago about how you can do this. And what I love about it is because we hear, you know, especially in the personal development, spiritual development fields, you obvious Facebook memes are everywhere saying this, you know, be present, you know, unplug, be present in the moment, no day but today. And while we all hit the like button on stuff like that and we nod our heads in agreement, most of us don't even know what that entails. How do you get present? How do you access that place of mindfulness and the here and now? And this is a very tangible, concrete way of doing that. And like I tell all my clients and everybody that I work with and anybody who's willing to listen to me talk, it's the consistency piece that holds the magic. So that's why I love that you offer this as a daily practice, as something that you can, like a commitment, a movement, something that you do actually every day. So before we go to commercial break, I do want to just make sure people know where they can find you and find your book. So again, that website is www.spreadthanks.com. And at the end of today's show, Elena is going to give away a free copy of her book. So you want to be close to your phone when I say the word here. And if you have questions, you can call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I'll let you know when we're going to do that giveaway. Plus, Elena has some really cool announcements and opportunities for you all. So we are going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Come back. We've got some really juicy stuff to cover next. Sit tight.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show, Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us, I have my special guest, Elena Anguita, here today. She is the author of Spread Thanks, Create Miracles Through the Power of Ink. And that is what we're really talking about here today, guys, is working with this energy of gratitude and appreciation, but doing it in such a unique way where it amplifies your experience. So we talked about that a bit in the first segment, where we covered the power of writing things down and actually putting pen to paper and doing a handwritten thank you note each day and how that works on a vibrational level, how it's uplifting your mood and helping you to become more present and mindful and connected in your own life, but simultaneously jacking up that vibration for the person that you're writing the thank you note to, even before they've received it. And that is really cool. Before we dive into this next part where we're going to talk about two specific concepts and techniques that you guys can jump into, I just want to remind you that you can find Elena's book at www.spreadthanks.com. And in a little bit, we're going to do a free giveaway. And during the commercial break, Elena actually just informed me that her Spread Thanks kits have arrived. I didn't know they were done yet, or I didn't know she was ready to put them out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So she's going to give one of those away today too. So bonus. And I'll let her tell you what is involved in that shortly. So keep listening and get ready to call in when that time comes. So let's dive right in, Elena. Thank you note for healing. That was one that really stuck out to me. And I'm just going to hand it over to you. Tell us what that is about.
Absolutely. So I had challenging experiences, as we all do. And one of the situations in particular happened with a person I was very close to who died. So this person is no longer in my sphere, if you will. Mm-hmm. And again, these aha moments come to me when I'm a bit like I'm stumped for my thank you note recipient. And I say, well, how about if I write a thank you note to Harry? Harry had been a very special person in my life, and his passing was very difficult, and helping him with that transition had been draining. Just to give you a little backdrop as to why he came to mind. And I wrote the thank you note to him. And I found that a lot of emotion came out, but the emotion was healing. I almost recalled the experience, but instead of looking at it as the challenge it had been, I saw it as the lesson it was. And I realized and felt the fact that I'm a far better person for having walked through that experience. And I felt this immense gratitude for Harry. So no more residual resentment, anger, what have you. It was just love and healing. And I closed and I finished the thank you note. And it was like this beautiful wave that washed over me. And there's a part of me who believes that even though Harry is not in this dimension, that he got that note.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's energy, right? Mm-hmm. So that loving energy came to him. So I know that I was transformed by that thank you note. And I hope he got the message.
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. And I am certain he did. Yeah. I love looking at things like this and breaking it down to the energetic mechanics. Do you mind if I do that for a second?
Oh, go for it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, just like when we're practicing gratitude, we feel good. And when we feel good, our energy, our vibration raises and it gets us to a higher, what I call access point or vantage point where we can see more, we can receive more, we understand more, we have more clarity. Now, with what you just described, when we're doing this for the purpose of healing, you know, anytime we feel anger, grief, sadness, upset to any degree, we're actually holding, there's some stagnant energy in our system, in our bodies. That is, it's like we're just clogged and it needs a place to release. And sometimes that can get released in ways like crying and screaming and shaking your fist at the ceiling, you know, having what I call a spiritual tantrum, or even just if we're talking grief, you know, you're grieving. And the way that you've just described is another way of funneling that energy and releasing it. And then after doing so, I bet you felt so much lighter and you were able to, it's like now you can take those steps forward from a higher frequency, from a higher vibration.
It happened instantly.
Oh,
boy. Too. It just did. And I didn't expect it to happen. I didn't know. I just felt, I'll write a thank you note to Harry.
Yeah.
And it just was a beautiful exercise. And I was like, whoa, this gratitude heals.
Yeah.
And there's another lesson for me in my journey, my 4-year plus journey through gratitude and getting creative with this beautiful energy.
Yeah. And maybe he's the one who whispered it to you to do in the first place. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Mm-hmm. What I love about this too is that, you know, it doesn't stop there. And by the way, I didn't tell you this, but I wrote a thank you note to my dad who actually died 4.5 years ago. And after reading about that in the book, and actually I'm in a really good place about his death and whatnot. I'm actually in a very good, because I have a relationship with him now in the non-physical that's in many ways even better. But there, you know, I still am human.
It.
So I have those moments where I'm just sad and I miss his physical self. And so I was super inspired to just sit down and write him a letter, and it turned into a thank you note and thanking him for everything that he has done for me and given me and gifted me with throughout the 30 some years I've had with him. And oh my gosh, I recognized after the fact that it was that allowed me to let go yet another layer of grief. That, because, you know, grief is not linear. That's something you're processing for the rest of your life. So that really helped me. And I thank you for that.
Oh, I thank you for sharing. I love that you did that. And I love that I inspire you to do that.
Yes. And, you know, I wonder, you can do that too. Have you ever written to, say a body part or an illness, or, you know, like, does it always have to be a person? Or if you're looking at this from a standpoint of healing, can you write to, like, say you've had a stomach ache for a while and you want to get rid of it? Can you write to that stomach ache?
I'm sure you can. But
yeah.
I've been so healthy, I haven't needed to because
right.
I haven't gotten sick in 4 years.
Exactly. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, well, and the reason why I ask is because I have a client who is dealing with some illness, some things that are pervasive, nothing that's fatal. But, and we were talking about this concept of, you know, what can you appreciate about this? What's the opportunity in this experience? If life is unfolding for the highest good of you and all involved, if life is always working for us, then this too is a part of that. We may not know how or why
Absolutely.
Or understand it yet, but let's at least take a peek. What do you have
Absolutely.
To feel grateful for? And by the end of the conversation, we were talking about, you know, and I didn't even say it. I wasn't even referencing your book, but she kind of came to this place on her own about, she's like, maybe I should just talk to my illness as if it were a person. And I was like,
yes,
let's move that energy.
How about that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or be grateful. Be grateful for that. I know it sounds crazy for us to be grateful for illness, but these are lessons we may have chosen to experience in this life path, right? So be grateful for whatever lesson it's teaching us.
Right.
And maybe shift the energy instead of really hating the disease, being able to allow yourself to accept it better and not be so much in the grips of it, if this makes any sense to you. But I'm just kind of feeling that there would be some real value to doing that. So I'm so glad you brought that up, Nova.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about it, when we're fighting something that's happening,
whether
it's in a relationship with somebody or an illness or whatever it is, we're in resistance mode. And that in its essence,
what resists persists, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you can do something to move that energy through you and out of you, then you give yourself access to so much more.
That's exactly what happens. It moves through you.
Yes.
It's no longer stuck. Yeah, yes. I just saw this, but it moves through you. So thank you, Nova.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I want to look at the other aspect that I mentioned here, and that is the chapter on thanks in advance. Can you speak to that, please?
I would love to, because it's one of my favorite things that I discovered. And again, I keep going back to, I was stumped. I tried something new and I got an aha moment. So one, it was like a little over a year into this practice. I remember the date. It was December 22nd, 2015. And I was going to a presentation. I was really stumped that morning. I could not think of a friend or stranger or anybody to write a thank you note. But I said, okay, well, how about if I write a thank you note to the person who organized this presentation? I'm in educational sales in my job. So I was going to the first time presentation, hadn't met most of the people there. How about if I write a thank you note to the person who organized the meeting, thanking the person for what he did? So, dear Craig, thank you so much for organizing the meeting today. Thank you for assembling all the right people in the room. I thought the conversation was fantastic. I loved the questions. Everybody was engaged. And I can't wait to continue our conversation about the partnership. As though the presentation had gone so well that the business was going to close, right? So as you can imagine, I do love to present. So I went to my presentation, but that day I was on fire. It was almost as though I had hired actors and actresses to enact exactly what I had written. All the right people were in the room. The questions were excellent. The conversation was very engaged. And we absolutely talked about a partnership. So I walked out with that thank you note, which was written, addressed, stamped, but not mailed. I wasn't quite that confident. But the first thing I did was find a mailbox and I mailed it. And I said, oh my gosh, this gratitude works in the future too, not just the present or past. Mm-hmm. And of course it does. Because when you think about it, when you examine what happened, I don't know exactly what the magic was that day. Perhaps writing the thank you note gave me extra confidence to go into that presentation, or writing the thank you note in advance set the intention and I manifested that.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is exactly what happened, because now when I want a very special outcome, I find that writing a gratitude note in the future, in advance of it, is a way to bring it into your life.
Absolutely.
How great is that?
That is wonderful, and I'm definitely on board with that. There's a technique that is taught by Abraham Hicks, for those of you that are familiar or not familiar, but they teach something called segment intending. And that's essentially thanking in advance, but it's setting an intention for how you want to feel at the end of a segment of some sort, whether it's a meeting or, you know, a family gathering, or you have to give a presentation or whatever it might be. Funnel and flow and focus your energy in the direction of how you want to look and feel and be at the end of it. So they maybe don't do all the details, but I love that too, as long as it feels good to you. But you're actually on a energetic scale. You are flowing energy in that direction, and the universe hears that and jumps on board and uses all the cooperative components to have it unfold in the way that you want, or a version that's even better. So I absolutely agree with you on that. And what a brilliant way. to consciously co-create.
Absolutely. It is co-creating. And, you know, we know that we perceive time to be linear, right? We just do in this dimension. But it's all happening at precisely the same time, right? Yes. A concept that I can't really understand, but it's all happening right now.
Right.
Therefore, bring it in. Walk through that door. Because it's an infinite number of doors, right? Mm-hmm. So walk through the one that you want.
Yep. Tune into that energy that you want right here, right now, because it already exists, which is probably another show, another topic right there. But for now, we're going to go ahead and take a break in a second here. But again, you can find Elena's book, Spread Thanks, at www.spreadthanks.com. And when we come back from our commercial break, we're going to give away a copy of this and a copy of the Spread Thanks kit that you've recently created and are ready to launch. So I'm really excited to talk about that. And if you want any more information on myself and this radio show, you can visit www.novawhiteman.com. And I do have my free gift for any of you listening. It's a mini course, a mini e-course called 3 days to raise your vibration. And that's what we're talking about here. Just raise that vibration. So much goodness is going to come from that. But we will dive into the rest when we come back from our commercial break.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Guys, welcome back from break, and I am here with my special guest, Elena Anguita, and we have been talking all things gratitude, but specifically the power and absolute magic of writing a thank you note a day, and how you can do that in several different ways, from healing and moving energy through you and out of you, and healing your relationships with other people, as well as utilizing this technique for thanking someone or something in advance. And actually consciously co-creating your reality as a result, which that's probably my favorite right there. So welcome back, Elena. Thanks for sticking around and hanging out with us today.
Of course.
So, you know, you are up to so much right now, and I'm just continually impressed because you work a full-time job too. You're spreading this movement. You're spreading thanks all over the world. While you're also benefiting people in the educational products field. So that's amazing that you're doing this. And I want to hear about everything that you're doing.
Awesome.
So first and foremost, you know, like I've said a bunch now, you've got the book, which people can find at www.spreadthanks.com. But you've also got a couple of other things going on right now, a couple of other opportunities. So why don't you
Absolutely.
Tell us about some of those?
For sure. Happy to. And I have to share this with you because it's amazing. You know, like a job, like a regular job, as much as I love my job, which I do, it's somewhat depleting. I mean, obviously you could work 10, 12 hours a day. You feel a little tired. My Spread Thanks project, movement, whatever you want to call it, actually adds energy. So it's this perfect balance. Yes, people say, how are you able to do both? Well, one depletes, but one energizes. So I feel like I'm perfectly balanced still, and it has become my absolute passion project. So what I also should share with you is that the book, people love it. I've gotten such great feedback on it, and I'm so excited about it. But then it stops. Like, people say, okay, I love the book. Okay, but it's not about the book. It's about doing it. So how can I help people get started? So I always, in my mind's eye, I always saw a kit. And so I'm so excited to tell you the kit is finally here. And the kit includes all the components you need to get started. So that you have the book, you have a set of 30 spread thanks notes. They say it takes 28 days to form a habit. Well, I'm giving you 30 cards to get started, like a month's supply. And then you have this beautiful journal, which allows you to record the daily miracle that you see. So this is the kit all together. It has a little pack of like miracle cards too, but it comes together so that there's no excuse not to get started. So that's the kit. I also have a workshop.
Well, wait, I'm actually going to make you pause right there.
Sure. Okay.
Let's just think about how amazing this kit is. And here is why, you know, being a coach and working with people, in this fashion, I notice that the one reason why people don't follow through on something that they know is good for them is because of just really like tangible real life details, such as, oh, I have to go actually get a journal, or I have to actually get some thank you cards and whatnot. And I'm totally the type of person who's like, oh, that sounds great. Can you just get it and give it to me and bring it to me and then I'll do it and I will pay for convenience. And that's essentially what you're doing here. And can you hold up the journal again?
Sure. And it's really so pretty. It's like this little plush. So it feels something like something you want to cozy up with at the end of the night. Each page has like a little, I should hold that up so you can read it, like a little quote from me to just kind of stay motivated or whatever. And people really love it.
Yes.
In September, I want to share this with you. I had a focus group. I had 12 people. Who agreed to do spread thanks every day. So they, and I loved the fact that it was a very diverse group. We had millennials, we had people who were retired, we had moms, we had business people, men, women. It was, as the universe would deliver, the perfect cross section.
Yeah.
So people did it every day. I'm happy to report everybody saw the miracles, everybody felt the transformation, but some people loved the act of writing the thank you note. That was their favorite thing. Some people loved the act of mailing the thank you note because they pictured the joy the other person would get. Some people loved the act of recording in the daily journal because this one person in particular said, if I thought my day was challenging, but I was looking for my daily miracle at the end of the day, I actually got a chance to say, no, my day was beautiful. So her energy changed of the day, her opinion of the day. So what I learned as part of my focus group was that this practice gives you what you need. So some people needed the act of the gratitude note. Yeah. Some people needed the act of journaling. So the transformation is different in each person. Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. And you know what? We're actually coming up on the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make sure we get to the giveaway for the kids.
Sure, and of course. Of course.
So if you are near your phone, dial 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you can get your free copy of Bo. So while we're waiting for a caller, I just want to let listeners know that if they want to access the book, the kit, I know you've got some other things that we haven't talked about yet, like bracelets. But if they want to be a part of this next focus group that you're doing, that's for free, right?
It's for free.
It's for free.
I think as this evolves, at some point, it will be a service that I'll offer. But right now, it's for free because it's all about spreading the message. So I wanted to share with your audience that my next focus group, it will be, again, a month challenge, if you will. And I'm going to start it in January.
Perfect.
New resolution, you know, after the holidays, let's start this beautiful practice.
Yes. So, and that's great accountability, and you get to do it in a group. So if you are interested in that, visit www.spreadthanks.com and you can contact Elena through there and she can get you started on that. I can't think of a better way to just start flowing energy like that. Let's see. Carter, do we have any callers yet?
Yeah, Linda from Washington was just called in for the giveaway.
Oh, awesome. And she can pick book or kit. It's up to her.
All right.
And then if we have, if anybody else, if we have a second caller, they can have what she doesn't pick.
Great.
All right. So congrats to Linda. Yeah. So again, guys, I hope that you've enjoyed this as much as I have. This has been transformative in my own life, but also in the lives of my clients because I've read it. I know you, Elena. We've talked about a lot of this stuff extensively. And of course, I'm going to spread it. I'm going to spread thanks. And I want to encourage, you know, whether you guys, you know, join the focus group or not, but for the rest of November, I challenge you, and so does Elena, to engage in this practice. Write a note. It doesn't even have to be a fancy card or anything like that. Use a napkin or a scratch paper if you want, but give yourself the experience of this transformation, this transformative energy, and write a thank you note a day from now, November 13th to the end of November, and share with us what your experience is. You can, again, reach Elena at www.spreadthanks.com. You can reach me at www.novawhiteman.com, NovaWhiteman.com, and let's all join in this spread thanks movement together. Thank you for joining me, Elena.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nova. It was a pleasure, and I promise the people who do it, it will change your life.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time, guys. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, Vibrational Living in a Physical World with me, Nova Whiteman. Tune in every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I give you practical, straightforward guidance and vibrational tools to align your energy so you can begin living the spiritual rockstar life you deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com. See you next time.